Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Or if you fancy a different format, there is the podcast as well on all of your favorite podcasts. And if not, just let me know and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, this story was sent to me, and I can't believe I hadn't seen this one yet, but it's from a user called Fuzzy Tart, who says, I, 29 male, caught my wife, 27 female, letting our male neighbor rub lotion on her pregnant stomach. Oh boy, this literally happened this morning. I'm posting it here and hoping to vent and maybe get some perspective because I've been extremely upset all day and can't process this productively. My wife is 8 months pregnant with our child. We live next to another married couple who are in their late 30s. I don't like the guy. I found him to be invasive and the weird type of friendly that almost always seems to be prying and clingy. I'm not sure if that's clouding my judgment here or this validated my beliefs about him. So here's the rundown of events. I left for work, decided on the way there I wasn't feeling it and called off. I stopped for breakfast before heading home to surprise my wife. 40 minutes tops. I get home, enter from the back door, and here's my wife and my neighbor sitting in our living room on the couch. She's turned towards him, fully clothed but with her shirt pulled up over her very pregnant stomach, while he, facing her, is rubbing lotion on her stomach with both hands. They both froze before my wife asked how come I was back and then said his name, stopped by to borrow the toolbox while I was moisturizing and wanted to know if he could feel the baby, so I said okay. I told him to get out before I put him out and he left immediately. I tried to stay calm and talk to her and get the whole story. Her neighbor's wife is apparently infertile. The first I heard of it, which is amazing considering the guy never shuts up about his personal woes, and he wanted to feel the baby. That's her story and she's sticking to it. That's not good enough for me. My thought process is there's a big fucking difference between feeling a baby for 10 seconds and coming into our home and rubbing lotion on my wife's stomach. If it was some close friend of ours, I might understand, but I dislike the guy and my wife has never expressed any sort of closeness to him, aside from passing pleasantries, and she's not the type to let anyone she isn't close to putting their hands on her. So, in the span of a day, the guy goes from being a distant acquaintance of hers at best to her deciding to invite him and let him rub her belly. I also find it convenient that he showed up that early, right after I went to work, very shortly after his own wife also left for work, and he's also never come over asking to borrow anything of mine before. Yet 9:30-ish in the morning and he urgently needs a toolbox. I don't believe my wife. This is the first time my trust in her hasn't been strong enough. I don't believe her story because it makes no sense. When I told her I'd be mentioning this to his wife, she was adamant I don't, as to not make more of this than it is. If it was innocent, what more is there to make? And even if nothing more is going on, I'm not okay with what I have seen. I'm not okay with him rubbing my unborn child in my home without me there. I know it's her body and her choice, but I'm not okay with this. It'd be one thing to feel the baby kick, but he was sitting reclined comfortably on our sofa, rubbing lotion on her with both leaned into their private conversation. I'm trying really hard to figure out how to express the fact that I don't believe her story without causing stress that'd be dangerous for her or our baby. I don't want to pick a fight with her at this stage of her pregnancy, but at the same time, my mind is spinning and I'm not cool with what happened. Any advice would be appreciated. Now, I'm going to feel ridiculous, and I do feel ridiculous even saying this with all the information that we've got in that one post. We do have an update, by the way, but I guess there's the very slim chance that that could be innocent. But with everything OP said in this, you know, him saying that he doesn't like this neighbor, the wife must know that, right? And I got to say, it felt like when OP explained it and they were sat there when he walked in, it felt like almost a very intimate scene. I think it's one thing to sit there and feel a baby kick, but to be sitting there rubbing lotion on her tummy, yeah, that's not right, is it? With him showing up after you went to work, after his wife went to work, suddenly needs a toolbox even though never asked before. And of course, my Reddit mind is immediately jumping. Is there something a lot more going on here? Is this potentially that person's child? I don't know. High Hopes Love says, worst case scenario is she's been cheating with him and it's his baby. Best case, she's naive and really thought having a stranger rub lotion on her stomach right after her husband left for work is okay. Weird. Really weird. Edit. Definitely tell the neighbor's wife. I'd want to know if I was infertile and my husband was rubbing lotion on another woman's pregnant belly while I was at work. Roger Van Rabbit says, I have to agree with you, mate. It might be innocent, but more likely than not, it's fishy. I agree with another poster. At best, she's naive to the point of being moronic, which is quite hard to believe, but yeah, the whole thing is unsettling. You said it yourself in what is, unfortunately, a pretty good summary of why her story is hardly believable. So in the span on a day, the guy goes from being a distant acquaintance of hers at best to her deciding to invite him and let him rub her. I also find it convenient that he showed up that early, right after I went to work, very shortly after his own wife also left for work. And he's never came over asking to borrow anything of mine before. Yet 9:30-ish in the morning and he urgently needs a toolbox. And her reaction when you mentioned going to your neighbor's wife. Ouch. I would go for a paternity test in any case. Might be paranoid, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. Edit, yes, I personally agree that the paternity test is definitely justified and not paranoia. I guess I wanted to be a bit more balanced, but ended up diluting my message. So yeah, OP, please go for the test. CL says, as someone who is currently 8 months pregnant, I can't think of anyone I would let rub lotion on my belly besides my own husband, let alone some weirdo neighbor. Maybe my best girlfriend, but no one else. The story stinks, and you are right. The timing of him needing to borrow tools and all of this transpiring right after both spouses left for work is suspect for sure. Salty or Sweet says, this situation sucks, dude. I'm furious for you, and I'm a mum to a toddler. Props to you on your awareness and constraint on not losing it and considering her stage of pregnancy. I wouldn't even let my closest male friend touch my bare belly, let alone rub lotion. Over clothes was fine though, and no one was ever too invasive about it. Ask yourself too, why now is he touching her belly? She's been pregnant and you guys have been present around each other all this time, occasionally in passing, right? The baby's been able to kick for a while now, so seems very odd under these circumstances, and your feelings are validated. Everyone's jumping to conclusions on the baby not being yours. I don't think that's the case just yet. She could just be emotional cheating. Hormones are weird during pregnancy, but that doesn't mean this won't get worse. Definitely tell his wife and definitely tell your wife. Wow, that was odd. Time for a paternity test because I can't think under any circumstance how this can just be brushed off. Go to the gym and blow off some steam to cool down. Please update us, OP. Kitty Toesock says, there is a reason you don't like this guy. Him being prying and clingy, as you say, could be indicative of a dynamic between him and your wife, that she is better at hiding than he is. Is he like this with other neighbors as well? If so, perhaps I'm off there. But there is no arguing that your wife is gaslighting you. This was a super suspicious situation you found her in, and she is treating you as though you are crazy for feeling feelings about it. You are not crazy and you will likely get to the truth once you break past her dismissiveness. Is she aware you dislike the guy? I mean, it's not healthy in a relationship or marriage to tell each other who the other can and can't be friends with. But if my husband disliked the neighbor, I'd keep my distance from him due to my good relationship with my husband being more important than an acquaintance. Getting to feel a pregnant belly once in his life. Peanut Gallery says, "What the fuck? I just had a baby and it was our evening ritual that my SO massaged my stomach with massage oil for the skin. This was always very intimate and I would never let anyone else do it. Nobody was to massage my pregnant stomach. I let ex-sister and close friends touch it, close, but only briefly because anything else would feel weird and way too intimate. I'm sorry, but this may be really sinister. I normally don't like when the sub is always so quick to judge, but this one makes my skin crawl." True story friend says, "Guy here. I've touched a couple of close friends' wives' bellies when they were really far along to feel a kick. I've done that in front of their husbands and we are all really close. I've carried these women to safety when they were drunk. I've helped clean up their vomit. I've held or babysit their other children, etc. I would fucking never in a million years slathered up one of them with oil. Holy shit, are you kidding me? That baby is not yours, bro. Go talk to the neighbor's wife and see if she has any kind of suspicions."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So then OP did update the post, which said, "This will be my only update, and I'm only posting it due to the amount of support I've gotten as well as the numerous requests to do so. I didn't expect the response I got and have unfortunately seen it referenced on other subreddits, so I'm choosing to confront it. Most of you were right. Congrats, I read through all your replies and spoke to friends and stewed for a day. My wife stuck to her story, apologized for making me uncomfortable and assured me it wouldn't happen again. Douche Nozzle decided to leave a handwritten note in the mailbox, specifically apologizing as well. I still didn't feel better, and the consensus was that I should speak to my neighbor's wife, who we're going to call Sally, and that's what I did. I watched Douche Nozzle leave for work, then called my mother-in-law to come and take my wife for lunch and a girl's day so she could get out of the house. I left as usual for work, called off again, and went to stay with a friend. Got a text from my wife around noon telling me she was with mother-in-law and would be back by dinner. I went home and knocked on Sally's door. Douche Nozzle had decided to tell Sally that I kicked him out and caused a scene about not wanting either of them speaking to us anymore because I was pissed about him helping my wife. Come to find out, both Sally and Douche Nozzle have been going over to my house while I was away busy for the past few weeks as my wife had approached her and asked if they'd be willing to lend a hand with chores she could no longer do alone. Sometimes Sally went over and did small tasks or just hung out. Sometimes both. Sometimes just Douche Nozzle. My wife told her I knew and was fine with it, and that's why she was confused when her husband told her his bullshit about me being mad. She showed me where she texted my wife, has her number, not mine, to clarify and ask if she was welcome over, and my wife hasn't replied. And since I don't often see Sally or socialize with them, she just assumed her husband was telling the truth. She also admitted that she noticed Douche Nozzle and my wife becoming fast friends and figured it was due to the pregnancy, but thought it was his way of dealing with her own inability to have kids, so she wrote it off. I told her what I walked in on. I told her about the tools, which ended up being bullshit too. From our conversation, we both came to the same conclusions. We both cried, both hugged for the first time. We both took turns denying and accepting and talking each other down. We took a walk around the block together and conspired. She planned to call Douche Nozzle at work and say that my wife messaged her confessing the two of them are having an affair and seeing what happened. I went back to my friend's house and started having major panic attacks, thinking I just fucked up, that I was about to ruin my marriage, worrying that I might be wrong. A bit later, I get a call from my wife screaming at me to find a way to leave work and come home. So I go home. Douche Nozzle had called her telling her what Sally told him. She told me I was crazy, that I was a piece of shit, that she was considering leaving me, everything. Being in a panic, thinking I just ruined my entire life over nothing, but also trying to calm her down for the baby's sake. I impulsively told her that if she was leaving, I'd still be requesting a DNA test. And that's when it all came down. Her entire tone changed. She started pleading, begging, apologizing, hyperventilating, holding me, asking me how I found out while denying anything happened. I told her it'd be okay and asked if she'd talk to me if we went for a drive. She agreed. I took us to a parking lot and we talked. I told her if there was any chance of anything happening, she needed to tell me what was happening because I already knew a lot. She'd fucked Douche Nozzle a handful of times before she was pregnant. A baby might not be ours. Douche Nozzle had been coming by and doing daddy duties once in a blue moon in case it is his. She said that they haven't slept together in months. Then she said that we could move away, that the baby is ours no matter what. That he had manipulated her, and she also admitted she lied to Sally to justify Douche Nozzle going over for daddy duties. I asked her if she'd stay with mother-in-law for a few days while I calmed down. She agreed. I took her home, packed up some stuff, and dropped her off. I've cleaned out my essentials and I'm in a friend's basement. Then I had a friend call her on my behalf and told her that if the baby is mine, I'd be dealing with it. If it isn't, it's on her. But either way, I'll be filing for a divorce. My friends took my phone from me and deleted my social media. She's been calling my friends. Friends told her to fuck off. I spoke to my boss and he's been very understanding. Last I heard from Sally, Douche Nozzle hadn't been home and stopped responding to her calls and texts. I have nothing left. Less than a week, my life has fallen apart. The only thing keeping me here is the small chance that the baby is mine. I have nothing else. I woke up today disappointed I woke up at all. I've never felt this alone. And I haven't accepted any of it yet. I'm praying for the first time in my life that I can stop feeling this way and find strength. Edit, I'm honestly not sure where to go from here. I feel sick, I feel jittery, I want to confront them both and scream, but I don't want to leave the couch. I know that time plays a big role, but I'm worried about my ability to deal with how I'm feeling right now for too much longer. I'm worried about how this is going to affect me mentally long term. I'm trying not to drink. She was the person I used to go to when I was at my lowest, and I'll never have that support again. I'm terrified I won't have the child I've already come to love. This feels more like a death than the end of a marriage. It feels incredibly hopeless right now, like a part of me is missing. Anyway, I wanted to thank you all for the incredibly kind words, even those of you who are doubting me took the time to weigh in. I'm not sure what else I can do to verify my story without revealing any more personal info than I have. So while I'm aware nothing ever happens on the internet, you'll have to take my word for it. Or don't. The overwhelming majority of you are amazing. I'm going to take a break from the internet for my own sanity, but the good wishes have been a help. If there's a reason to celebrate in the future, I'll share it with you all. And OP did come in with another little update which says, don't know if anyone will remember my original posts as they were deleted and have yet to be informed of why, even after messaging the mod team. Don't know if this will be deleted either. Either way, I'm still getting messages on a regular basis for an update. So this is the final one. I'll make an extremely long story slightly less long. A week after my last update, my soon-to-be ex-wife had our child, which I was at the hospital for. I'm the father. A few weeks after my last update were extremely difficult, with family and friends on both sides adding to the drama. Thankfully, I've had an overwhelming amount of support, not only from the vast majority of people I know in my personal life, but from all of you as well. My wife and I agreed to sit down and discuss things after she was discharged, in my friend's basement with my friend upstairs in case I needed the support. She came over and we basically said everything we needed to say. I exploded and said a lot of mean shit. Most of which I regret, some I don't. She spent the whole time apologizing and begging me to take her back and give our family a chance to survive everything that happened. Went on for about an hour like this until I accepted that there was nothing left to say, and I have zero romantic love for her anymore, and she seems to have accepted that we need to focus on our daughter above all else. We're agreeing to figure out a custody split amicably and to eventually co-parent more actively together when wounds heal. But our marriage is over. She has the potential to be a wonderful mother, but she failed me as a wife. My sole focus right now is how to get myself mentally to where I need to be the best father possible. We plan to eventually sell the home, but right now I'm staying in an apartment. Sally, of course, is leaving Douche Nozzle. He's apparently staying with his mother and still refused to speak to Sally directly. According to her, the last thing that was passed along to her is that he understands what he did. He's sorry he hurt her, he loves her and won't contest a divorce. She's struggling to handle everything and lacks a support system. So we're developing a friendship. Mostly two wounded people leaning on each other and I'm doing my best. She plans to start therapy too. And no, I don't plan to be anything more than platonic friends with Sally. Lovely woman, but no. I still haven't fully processed my new role as a parent. I think mentally I already convinced myself my child wouldn't be mine in case it ended up that way. So I plan to take classes and spend more time with my daughter doing early bonding. I'm terrified but very happy. I know there's a lot left to do and a lot of hurting left to go through, but I'm stable and a dad. That's what matters the most. So in summary, I'm divorcing my wife, I moved out, I'm a new dad, and there's a lot of learning and healing left to do, but cautiously and as optimistic as I can be. Thank you all once again for your support. Well, what an absolute roller coaster of a ride. And dear, I just feel so incredibly sorry for OP and for Sally as well to find out that. And I know OP's got a ton of stuff to deal with himself, but I'm glad, you know, he is trying to be some sort of support for Sally when it sounds like she doesn't have many people in her life to actually do that. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, if you have a moment, of course. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's story. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and you change things absolutely on the daily. At the end of the video, there'll be a couple of playlists there for you if you want to click one and it scroll through all the videos for you so you can catch up or you can do your art and it just keep automatically playing them. I always find them very helpful. So I thought you might too. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.